Have you seen much of the schemes about, we keep, guys lining up all over the field? Do you notice a difference there?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, the difference between the 4-3 and the 3-4 is you're going to get a lot more exotic pressures because they have more linebackers and they can bring them from all different parts of the field. It reminds me a lot of when we had Rob Ryan a few years ago and he was bringing exotic pressures. That's kind of the same family of type defenses. And so it's been good work for us on the offensive line because it's every day racking our brain trying to figure out where the blitz is coming from and how to pick it up.
But just assess the other thing coming into camp is the guard play, your guard play offensively. How are those three guys looking to you?
They're doing well. I think they're doing a great job. I mean, 3 days in pads, it's still very early, but I think they've done a nice job so far.
How about Jason? I mean, coming back with the scare. Where do you see his game as compared to where he left it?
I was surprised he wasn't as rusty as I thought he'd be. Obviously he's got a year's worth of rust to knock off. But he's doing a good job with the twos, playing all three inside spots. And obviously right now he's the first guy that's going to come in if anybody on the inside is injured. And, I'm sure there's still going to be a battle for the guard spot by the end of camp.
You've won just about every individual award of offensive lineman can achieve this stage. Do you worry about team awards and playoffs and all that at this stage of your career yet?
That's why I show up every day, is to go make the playoffs. The individual stuff is nice, but it's not important to me per se, because the fun in this game is winning, and I want to go to the playoffs. I've never gone to the playoffs, only one winning season so far. So that's my motivating factor to show up every day. It's not the individual awards or anything like that.
So are you hopeful here at this stage of your career that you're going to see that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously I'm excited about Chud as a head coach and very hopeful that this is the team with this group of guys and this coaching staff that is going to get to the playoffs, and I'm going to be able to enjoy that at least in the second half of my career here.
Yeah. Joe, you've played for now four different head coaches. You've blocked for, I think, 10. I could be off, but I counted 10 different starting quarterbacks. Obviously, that's not easy to do, but are you, having seen all the ups and downs here, more downs than ups, but do you really get a sense that things have changed here, that this is organizationally, it's completely different, the mindset's different, the energy, all that kind of stuff, even in the locker room?
Well, there's certainly been a lot of changes. It remains to be seen if they were the right changes. I mean, because in this game, you're measured by wins and losses, so there's been a lot of change, that's for sure. So it's great to talk about it now, but it doesn't matter what anybody thinks about those changes. It matters what happens on Sunday.
When you go to the Pro Bowl and all those great players, and a lot of them have been to the playoffs, do you hear them talk about it? Do you sit there and just wondering if that's ever going to happen to me?
You wonder a little bit, but obviously the mindset is that it's positive. You're gonna get there. You're gonna be able to enjoy it. And I think about the day of me running out of the tunnel in Cleveland Brown Stadium for a home playoff game, and that's my dream. That's why I show up every day. And you talk to guys that go through it and guys that don't even appreciate it, guys from New England and Indianapolis and those teams that they just take it for granted that they're going every year and they're getting to experience those things. But I mean, that's what this game's all about. It's a team game. Individual accomplishments are great, but they're not fun because it's a team game and the fun is in the winning.
When you look back at your rookie year and that great offensive team you came on, I mean, how surprised are you that here you are, what, 7 years in, and we're talking about this again still?
Sure.
I mean, did you think you were off and running?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't think that long term as far as team-oriented things, because I just kind of worry about the next day and how I can do everything I can to help affect my team, to help give my team the best chance to win. So sitting here today, am I surprised we haven't gone to the playoffs? Yeah, probably. You know, 6 years, that's a long time, especially when you start 10-6 with a fairly prolific offense. Obviously, at the end of that year, I was thinking, well, we're going to be even better the next year and have a better offense, because we had pretty much everybody coming back until, you know, we had a bunch of injuries. But
what do you remember about 08, how it collapsed?
I remember Braylon got injured in training camp, and it just seemed like it was just one thing after another with injuries, and then we just started poorly and never could recover.
And it got blown up.
Yeah, I mean, I think Romeo even really, I don't know if he was told, him and Phil were told before the last game, but basically everyone knew it was getting blown up at that point, you know, 10 games in. So
that had to be an eye-opener for you. And
yeah, it was new for me since, you know.
One bad year,
you know, in college. Obviously, I never went through a coaching change, but never a coach getting fired. So that was sort of a welcome to the NFL moment, you know, 10-6, and then you get fired. Yeah, four coaches later.
Joe, every year, obviously, you come in, you're optimistic, everybody's optimistic.
Sure.
That, but how would you gauge, I mean, with that, I'm sure in the back of your mind there's a certain reality when you look at the changes of the offseason, but how would you gauge your optimism coming into this season, maybe compared to even last year, the year before, when the team was really, really young and raw?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm really optimistic, obviously. All the young guys we had last year are making nice strides. They're getting better, so I expect good improvement out of those people. I think the coaching staff we brought in is really good. I think Chud's done a great job already as a head coach for a first time. He gets it. He understands what it takes to motivate his team. So, I mean, the optimism's there. I'm not going to give a 1 to 10 scale because me being optimistic isn't going to help me block the guy that lines up across from me, and that's what my job is. So that's what I'm really focused on, and that's the type of thing that I worry about. You know, the fans and my family are the ones that can gauge their own optimism.
Did you learn that lesson in 2008 too? Because, like you said, after coming off that season, you know, who wouldn't have said that they weren't optimistic about 2008? Did it teach you that things can change quickly in this league?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I thought I knew it coming in, but until you experience it, you don't really understand it. And that 2008 year when we went 4-12 or whatever, it really teaches you that even if you're out of the playoffs, you've got no chance of making the playoffs, doing anything, you still have a job to do, and you still have to show up every day and give your best. And it doesn't matter what your record is. And for good or for bad, that's kind of been the approach I've taken since then. And unfortunately, we've had more seasons where you have to focus on that than being able to just kind of enjoying the ride and playing because you're in the playoff hunt, which is fun, and that's what everybody likes to do.
But that was a lesson as far as,
oh, sure,
you know, you're waiting to see what happens on the field as opposed to just saying, yeah, we're going to be really good this year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a guy who gets too high or too low, really, for anything. So I always temper my optimism, because that's just my personality. But, certainly you don't want to have super high expectations. Or you can have internal super high expectations, but if you go shouting it from a mountaintop, that can get you in trouble.
Yeah. Joe, can you imagine this city if you do indeed make the playoffs? Have you thought about what that would be?
Yeah, I mean, I really do. That's one of those things that I think about, how cool it would be. I mean, when the Cavs went to the finals, that was cool. I mean, but this is such a football town that it would mean so much to everybody. It would be unbelievable. And it's one of those things that I try to talk to the young guys and let them understand how important that this team is to the city. And we could be legends if we bring this organization back to where it was a couple decades ago, or even win a Super Bowl. I mean, you'd never buy another drink. You'd never buy another dinner the rest of your life if you win a Super Bowl here. And those are the things that having Chud, a guy who grew up here, is awesome, because he can help relate the passion and the intensity of the Cleveland Brown fans to this team.
Were you around at all for that? I mean, that was 07, I think, the Cavs went to the finals. Were you, did you, That was your rookie season.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you? Were you in town for like training and stuff like that? Did you experience that at all?
Yeah, I was. I was around. I can't remember if I went to one of the games or if I went to a playoff game or whatever. But I was definitely around. I remember it, and I remember the passion. And I mean, you can see it out here. We haven't had a winning season in a long time, but you still see the fans coming out and watching training camp and asking for autographs and getting excited, and the optimism's there. So, I mean, you can see the passion. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand how important the Cleveland Browns are to this city.
And you talk to anybody what it was like here in the mid-'80s, you talk about a couple of decades.
Yeah.
They're hanging dog bones from Thomas Jefferson's neck. I mean,
it's cool. Doug Deacon and I are friends, and we're close, obviously, playing the same position and wearing the same number. So he relates some of those stories to me and keeps me up on what it was like back in his day when he played and when they had the success. So, I mean, it was unbelievable, and I hope I get to experience that. And those are all the things that would come with turning this team into a playoff team and consistently being in the hunt every year.